Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Ryan Young is here. He's a senior fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, focusing on regulatory reform, trade policy, antitrust regulations. We're talking about the big tech companies and the Department of Justice's antitrust assault on Google. Ryan, where do you think this is going? What do you think will happen with this case?
That's hard to say, because even the Justice Department itself thinks the lawsuit isn't very well constructed. If Biden becomes president, they might actually refile the case after they feel they've built it up a little bit more. There are also separate state-level investigations going on. They might file their own case, and those cases might remain separate. They might merge them. Mm-hmm. So we might not see the case in its present form, but it's likely going to be here for several years to come, because, as you said earlier, that's the usual time frame for an antitrust case. That's problematic when you're talking about technology, but that's the speed of litigation, so that's what we're looking at.
Well, one of the problems I think we have is the government, as I said, doesn't have the acumen or the tools to. It's like men fighting with boys. The tech companies are the men, and the DOJ is the boys. It's like you know, bringing a knife to a gunfight. These guys, they're going to outspend them. They're going to out manipulate them. They've got plenty of public sentiment behind them that will overshadow the things that they could potentially do in a dangerous way. I think the tech companies are in a category of their own. They're not like other corporations in the history of antitrust. I think they're in a class of their own on many levels, from an information standpoint. The money they have is unprecedented. Their global reach is unprecedented. Their ability to manage the news, to manipulate the news, is unprecedented. What do you think about that?
Well, for antitrust enforcement, the standard for going on 40 years now has been, how does it affect consumers?
I agree.
And on that score, I think the tech companies are actually doing pretty well. Google doesn't charge its users, and we mentioned before about how if you're a small business trying to advertise, in part because of Google and Facebook competing with each other in that market, ad prices have gone down by half. If I have a small restaurant that's struggling, or a small business that's trying to reach out in the community, I can get as much reach, if not more, for half the money than a decade ago.
And now, you're making my point about the category of their own. I agree with you. Everything you just said is true, and it helps small businesses. I agree with that. But there are counterbalancing issues that put them in a separate category, and that probably aren't even antitrust issues. Can you see that at all?
Yeah, I can see that it's not the antitrust case, whether you're talking Google or a Facebook case, that's also likely to emerge by the end of this year. Those tend not hold very, very well, because antitrust is focused on consumer welfare. You can't really make an argument that Facebook or Google or Amazon have caused consumer harm.
But you also
they help people get products, and they help people keep in touch. And
you could also use the Microsoft case, though, as a ruling as a precedent against your argument, because you and I both know that the U.S. v. Microsoft case was never proved to harm consumers, and yet Judge Jackson dropped a gavel against Microsoft. What do you think?
That's right, and most of what he did was overturned on appeal. Yeah. But what we have in antitrust law, the law actually never defines key terms. There's no definition of monopoly. There's no legally accepted definition of unfair or deceptive act or practice, all these things that are spelled out in the legislation. That means that with each new case, regulators and judges make up their own definitions. Mm-hmm. For the last 40 years or so, they've pretty much settled on the consumer welfare standard. Does it cause consumer harm? before that, they could do anything they wanted, and technically they still can because those terms are so vaguely defined in the actual statute law. They tried to go back to that old standard, the discretion standard, basically, in the Microsoft case, and it didn't work out. Judge Jackson's decision was overturned on appeal.
Ryan, I gotta wrap it up.
In this case, we'll see what happens.
I gotta wrap it up. I gotta go. CEI.org. One of the things I will point out, though, you said that Google doesn't charge. Every time you do something free on the internet, somebody benefits from it other than you. And the privacy issue, that's something we've got to come back another day and talk about, Ryan. Ryan Young, ladies and gentlemen, senior fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. I encourage you to check them out and see what they've got going on. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.